Happy Shavuot. Happy Shavuot. Wow. Listen, we better get used to wanting to praise him, because there's going to be a time that's coming. That's all we going to do is praise him and give him the glory and honor that he deserves. Wow, I'm expecting tonight. I mean, we ain't been counting 50 days for nothing. I know I haven't been counting. I haven't been counting 50 days for nothing. I come here expecting an indwelling, a refilling of his power, because I need it. I need it tonight. And he said, count 50 days and wait there and indwelling. If he said it, I believe it. Amen. If he said it, I believe it. Amen. And I'm excited. And I just want him to do whatever he wants to do tonight in his service. Yeah. I don't have a lot. Just about 40. No, I'm just playing. About 15 little pages. And then we're just gonna let him do what he do. We, like I said, we came here expecting, and he said in his word he's going to do it, and I'm believing that he's going to do it. He's going to empower us tonight, for not only for the rest of our lives, but for the things that's coming ahead that we're going to need it for. Amen. So good to us. An outpouring of his spirit to empower us, the believers, for a worldwide harvest. That's what he's going to empower us to, for believers, for a worldwide harvest. For those that Sister Connie was saying, our loved ones, our friends, our families. That we're not going to wish no more. We're not going to be wishing any longer. They're going to be lighting the menorah with us. They're going to be doing tour with us. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a great commission in Mark 16:5. A great commission in Mark 16:5. I have to slow down because my kids said, but it's on my paper that I say, I jump from Deuteronomy to Acts, and they can't, it takes a little while for them to turn to it. They said, Dad, you got to slow down. I said, well, you didn't hear what I said, because the father said he's going to teach y'all. I ain't got to teach you no more. But I'm going to slow down for him. I'm going to be a good dad and slow down so they can find it. So we're in Mark 16. And this is the Great Commission. Listen to what Yeshua is telling us. He says, and he said to them, go into all the world, not just your town, not just in right here in Buras. He says, go into all the world and proclaim, prophesy. That's what prophesying means, proclaiming the good news to every creature. That we've been summoned. I don't know if y'all get it, but we have been summoned to do this, to be witnesses unto the whole world. So in Leviticus 23:15, we're going to read the text. It says, and from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, you shall count for yourselves 7 completed Sabbaths. Until the morrow after the 7th Sabbath, you shall count 50 days. Then you shall bring a new grain offering to Yah. You shall count your 7 complete. Listen, 6:30 this evening completed our 7th Sabbath. We are in Pentecost today. Today is day 50. Today is the Pentecost, an outpouring. Verse 17, bring from your dwellings for a wave offering 2 loaves of bread. You don't want to miss tomorrow morning. You want to be here tomorrow. You want to be here tomorrow about, so we can explain those 2 loaves. I'll just share a little bit. One's Israel and one's Judah. And they both represent the whole house of Israel, the whole house. That's all I'm going to share. I'm going to leave the rest for Pastor. Bring from your dwellings for a wave offering 2 loaves of bread of 2 tenths of an ephah of fine flour. They are baked with leaven, first fruits to Yah. And besides the bread, you shall bring 7 lambs, a year old, perfect ones, and a 1 young bull and 2 rams. They are an ascending offering to Yah with their grain offering and with their drink offering, an offering made by fire for a sweet fragrance of Yah. Let me just tell you about this while I was just reminded, about putting the leaven back in. That leaven represents the word. He wants us to get puffed up with his word. That's what he wants. That's why he says, put that leaven back in you. So I'm going to puff you up with the word. Verse 19, and you shall offer 1 male goat, a sin offering, and 2 male lambs, a year offering, as a slaughter of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them besides the bread of the first fruits as a wave offering before Yah, besides two lambs. They are set apart to Yah for the priests. Verse 21. And on this day, on this same day, you shall proclaim a set apart gathering for yourselves. You do no servile work on it. A law forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Yeshua fulfilled every last one of these offerings. Tonight, all he's asking us to come here and do is just to bring a sacrifice of praise, thanksgiving, and rejoicing. Listen, we got a lot to be thankful for. We got a lot to praise him for, and we got a lot to rejoice unto him for. So much to be thankful for. And that's all he wants. He wants just our sacrifice of thanksgiving and praise to him. So we're going to talk about the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh. In Joel 2:28, verses 28 and 29, Joel 2:28 and 29, the giving of the Ruach HaKodesh. And after this, it shall be that I pour out my spirit on all flesh. Who's going to do the pouring out? Yah. Yah is going to do the pouring out of his spirit on all flesh. Whosoever will. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men dream dreams. Your young men see visions. And also on the male servants and on the female servants, I shall pour out my spirit in those days. Listen, tonight is one of those days. Tonight is one of those days. He's telling us, he's speaking of our highest potential right here. He's telling, when I pour out my spirit, you know, you might feel like sometimes you can't say the words right. Or you feel like you might fumble trying to find them. Ain't no fumbling or trying to find them when he's pouring his spirit on you. He's speaking of your highest potential through the power of his set apart spirit. That's what he's telling us tonight. When he poured it out on us, he's speaking of our highest potential. In Acts 1:8, but you shall, Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power. Just a little hint, a little helpful. If you have a notepad and an ink pen, you could jot it down. Because sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get caught up and, you know, we start spitting scriptures out. It is, and I know it is easier for us because we got it all right here. So I'm going to try my hardest to remember. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the set apart spirit comes upon you. You shall receive the power when he comes upon you. You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Yehuda and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So what is this set apart spirit that he's talking about? That's basically what I want to talk about tonight. What is this set apart spirit that he's saying that he's going to pour out on us? Let's look at a couple of things. Look in Genesis 1:1, starting the very beginning. Let's see what's this set apart spirit. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And the earth came to be formless and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the spirit of Elohim was moving on the face of the waters. And Yah Elohim formed the man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils breath of lives. And the man became a living being. What is the set apart spirit? It's his breath. The set apart spirit is the Ruach HaKodesh. And he said he breathed it into man, and the man became a living being. When you have the breath of Yah in you, you will speak his words. When you have the breath of Yah, you will be a witness. You will speak the words of Yah. Look in Deuteronomy 18:15. Yah, your Elohim, shall raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brothers. Listen to him. According to all you acts of Yah, your Elohim, in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of Yah, my Elohim, nor let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. And Yah said to me, what they have spoken is good. I shall raise up for them a prophet like you out of the midst of their brothers, and I shall put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And he says, I shall put it. I shall put the words in his mouth. I shall speak to them all that I command. It's the same thing for us. He will put the words in our mouth and we will speak what he commands us. 1 Kings 17:1. We're just going through some scriptures, seeing what the spirit, what this set apart spirit is. 1 Kings 17:1. And Eliahu the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Galal said to Ahab, "As Yah Elohim of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew or rain these years except at my word." And the word of Yah came to him, saying, "Go away from here and turn eastward and hide by the Wadi Kerit, which flows into the Jordan. And it shall be that you drink from the stream, and I shall command the ravens to feed you there." And he went and did according to the word of Yah. For he went and dwelt by the Wadi Kerit, which flows into the Jordan, and the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the stream. And it came to be after a while that the stream dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Listen, the word of Yah. You can't separate the word of Yah from his spirit. You can't separate them. Both of them, they work together. His word is his spirit. You cannot separate the word of Yah from his spirit. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. We're going to see how good y'all are navigating through the Bible tonight. We're going to be all over. It says, "Now the word." Notice everything is the word. "Now the word of Yah came to me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I did set you apart." This is nothing new to us about being set apart. He's telling us, before you were born in the belly, before you were formed in the belly, I knew you. Before you came out of the womb, I did set you apart. Hallelujah. He set me apart before I was even born. Nothing I did. It was nothing I did. It's all him. All glory and honor belongs to him. "I appointed you a prophet to nations and said, I, Master Yah, see, I did not know how to speak, for I am a youth." Anybody ever used that line? I did. I used it many times. Man, I tell you. You sure? When I remember when Pastor called me to the restaurant. He said he wanted to talk to me. And he said, the Lord said, "It's time." Okay. It's time. Me? I don't know how to speak. I am a youth. That's what was in my mind. He says, but what Jeremiah said, "The word of Yah came to me in the very beginning. And Yah said to me," in verse 7. "And Yah said to me, do not say, I am a youth. But you go to all to whom I send you and speak whatever I command you." You're going to speak whatever I command you. That's what the set apart spirit does for you. You're going to speak whatever I command you. Listen, sometimes it don't sit right with everybody. But listen, you got to do it. Because the first time you don't do it, guess what? There goes that spirit. It's going to get further. And he can't trust you. He can't give your word to give to somebody if you're not going to say it. Even though it hurts, is the truth. "Do not fear their faces, for I am with you to deliver you," declares Yah. Then Yah put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yah said to me, "See, I have put my words in your mouth." You don't have to worry about what you're going to say. He says, "I have put my words in your mouth." The word of Yah, you can't separate him. That's his spirit. Ezekiel chapter 1, starting with verse 1. Verse 1, 2, and 3. "And it came to be in the 30th year, in the fourth month, on the fifth of the new moon, as I was among the exiles of the river of Kabar, the heavens were open and I saw visions of Elohim. On the fifth of the new moon, in the fifth year of sovereign Jehoiakim's exile, the word of Yah came expressly to to Ezekiel, the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Kasidim by the river Kabar, and the hand of Yah came upon him there. Notice, the word of Yah came to him, and the hand of Yah came upon him, his spirit. Isaiah 61. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. It says, the spirit of the master Yah is upon me, because Yah has anointed me to bring good news to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah and the day of vengeance of our Elohim, to comfort all who mourn, to appoint those unto those who mourn in Zion, to give them embellishment for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And they shall be called trees of righteousness, a planting of Yah to be adorned. And they shall rebuild the old ruins, raise up the former wastes, and they shall restore the ruined cities, the waste of many generations. And strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But you shall be called priests of Yah. Servants of our Elohim shall be said of you. You shall consume the strength of nations and boast in their esteem. Hallelujah. How would you like to go preach that? The spirit of Yah is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the meek. Listen, when you proclaim in him, that's what you bring in good news. You are bringing good news to the meek when you're proclaiming Yeshua and you're proclaiming Yah. And where are we seeing that at? We've seen Yeshua said these very words. Just coming out of being tempted by the enemy in the wilderness, he comes up to the synagogue in Luke 4:16. It says, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and according to his practice. Notice something. According to his practice. Something he did all the time. He Shabbatted every single Shabbat. According to his practice, he went into the congregation on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The timing of the Father is incredible. Listen, it just wasn't no coincidence that they handed him the scroll and he flipped and found the page. That was the reading for that day. This was the reading for that day. He says, in the scroll of the prophet Yeshayahu of Isaiah was handed to him. And having unrolled the scroll, he found a place where it was written, the spirit of Yah is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send away crushed ones with the release, to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah. And having rolled up the scroll, he gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all the congregation were fixed upon him. And he began to say to them, today, the scripture has been filled in your hearing. What is he saying? He's not, you know, some people say that he was, Isaiah was just prophesying of, that's Isaiah was prophesying of him. Yeshua is saying the same set of apart spirit that was on Isaiah is on me. That's what he's saying right there. He's saying the same set of apart spirit that was on Isaiah is upon me and has been fulfilled in your hearing today. Yeshua speaks on believers receiving the spirit of Yah. John 7, Yeshua speaks, John 7:37, Yeshua speaks on believers receiving the spirit of Yah. John 7:37. On the last day, the great day of the festival, Yeshua stood up and cried out, saying, if anyone thirsts, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me, and let him who believes in me drink. As the scripture says, out of his innermost shall flow rivers of living water. Out of that his is out of Yeshua's innermost shall flow rivers of living water. And this he said concerning the Spirit, which those believing in him were about to receive, for the set apart Spirit was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet esteemed. John 14, verse 15, Yeshua promises. He promises the set apart Spirit. But there's something we have to do in order to receive it. We have to obey. We have to love his commandments, guard them, and obey them in order to receive the set-apart Spirit. Yeshua promises the set-apart Spirit. John 14, verse 15. If you love me, you shall guard my commandments. And I shall ask the Father, and he shall give you another helper to stay with you forever. You know how Yeshua came as a helper. He came as a helper. And he says, I'm going to ask the Father, and he shall give you another helper to stay with you forever. That set apart Spirit is going to stay with us forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world is unable to receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, for he stays with you and shall be in you. That's a promise. It's going to be in you. It's going to stay with you and it's going to be in you. It says in the New Covenant. He said, I'm going to write it in there, put it on their minds, and I'm going to write it on their hearts. It's going to stay in their inward parts. Verse 18, I shall not leave you orphans. I am coming to you. I can't wait. Yet a little while, and the world no longer sees me, but you shall see me, because I live, and you shall live. And that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who possesses my commands and guards them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and manifest myself to him. Listen, we got to guard his commandments. Yeah. You got to be like the woman, that man who sold all he had for that one pearl, and guard it with our life, guard it with everything that is in us. Verse 22, Yehuda, not the one from Quirot, said to him, Master, what has come about that you are about to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Yeshua answered him, If anyone loves me, he shall guard my word. What he said, if you love me, you will guard my word. People going around saying, oh, I love the Jesus, I love Yeshua, but they don't do what he did. They don't walk in his footsteps that he walked in. They don't keep the commands he kept. They don't keep his high holy days. What he says, if you love me, you shall guard my word. You're going to do everything I did. And my Father shall love him, and he shall come to him and make our stay with him. He who does not love me does not guard my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but of the Father who sent me. These words I have spoken to you while still with you. Yeshua didn't even take the credit for none of this. It's not my words. The words that I speak is my Father's words. Amen. These words I have spoken to you while still with you, but the Helper, the set-apart Spirit, whom the Father shall send in my name, he shall teach you all and remind you of all that I said to you. If you believe in Yeshua and you desire to receive the Spirit of the Father, you will receive the Spirit. Amen. If you believe, you got to believe in Yeshua and desire it. You got to want it. If you believe in Yeshua and desire to receive the Spirit, the Father will. He will pour the Spirit out upon you. You will receive the Spirit. Ezekiel 36:22, it says, I will put my Spirit within you. I will put my Spirit within you. Ezekiel 36:22. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus said the Master Yah, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my set apart name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. And I shall set apart my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am Yah, declares the Master Yah. When I am set apart in you before their eyes. Listen, when the nation, when the nations look at you, they're gonna know that the Master has set us apart. They know already. They know about this little group. They're doing some things over there that some of them never even heard of. He said what he says, when I am set apart in you before their eyes, they're going to know. And I shall take you from among the nations, and I shall gather you out of all lands, and I shall bring you unto your own land. And I shall sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols. I cleanse you. That's what the set apart spirit does. That's what he does. And that's how they know. That's how they identify. That's how they identify you. And I shall give you a new heart, and I shall put a new spirit within you. And I shall take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And put my spirit within you, and I shall cause you to walk in my laws and guard my right rulings and shall do them. The set apart spirit helps us to obey. It helps us to obey. It gives us the power and it gives us the want to obey. That's what the set apart spirit does. The more we obey, guess what? The more you obey, the more set apart you are. The more you obey, the more set apart you are. You start doing stuff, just the scriptures just become so real to you, and you're doing Bible things, Bible ways. The more you obey, the more set apart you are. And the world sees it. And we have to let, that's what this whole, this is what we are. We are manure to the world. They have to see, we can't just sometimes be lit and sometimes not be lit. It's got to continue burning. And how you do that? That indwelling. Continue. Flowing over. John 6:68. Winding down right here. Then Shimon Kepha answered him, Master. 663. I went a little too far. Verse 63. It is the spirit that gives life. The flesh does not profit at all. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. The flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that gives us life. Verse 68, then Shimon Kepha, Simon Peter, answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? I love this verse. To whom shall we go? You possess the word of everlasting life. Where are we going to go? Huh? Where are we going to go? You possess the words of everlasting life. This thing, this word has got to mean something to us. Verse 69, and we have believed, and we know that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. Listen, if you don't believe in Yeshua, you cannot receive the promise of the Father. We have to believe in Yeshua in order to receive the promise of the Father. Got to believe in Yeshua. You have to say just what Peter just said. You possess the word of everlasting life. We believe that we know, and we know that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. John 4:23. But the hour is coming. Hey, this is our hour. The hour is here. Church, the hour is here. But the hour is coming, and now is when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father also does seek such to worship him. That's who he's seeking to worship him. If we're going to worship him, we got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Elohim is spirit, and those who worship him needs to worship in spirit and truth. The set-apart spirit is the spirit of the Father. That's what the set-apart spirit is. It's his spirit. And let this be a prayer to us. Psalms 138. 138, 1 through 8. This is my prayer tonight. It says, I give you thanks with all my heart. Before the mighty ones, I sing praises to you. I bow myself toward your set apart, Hekel, and give thanks to your name for your loving commitment and your truth. For you have made great your word, your name above all. On the day I call, I remember that day you called. I remember that day I called. Listen, it's like you was drowning. I remember that story the pastor tells about his dad, that man in the river. That just seeing that hand in the fog. He seen my hand in the fog. I was going down for the last gulp of water. He said, on the day I called, you did answer me. You made me bold with strength in my being. Let all the sovereigns of the earth give thanks to you, O Yah, when they shall hear the words of your mouth. And let them sing of the ways of Yah, for great is the esteem of Yah. Yah is exalted. He looks on the humble, but the proud he perceives from a distance. Listen, we got to stay humble. Stay humble. Don't get puffed up and proud and pride. That's sin. When you get full of pride, that's sin. He says, stay humble. That's who he looks upon, the humble. Though I walk in the midst of distress, you revive me. You stretched out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand saves me. Yah does perfect for me. O Yah, your loving commitment is everlasting. Do not forsake the words of your hand. Hallelujah. Every believer tonight, listen. This is the last statement right here. Every believer can be filled with the Spirit. Amen. And it's the will of Yah that we are empowered by the Ruach HaKodesh. Right. It is his will. It is his honor to want to empower us with his Spirit tonight. He wants it for us. He says every believer, not just some believer, every believer. Now you got to believe in Yeshua. You got to believe in the Messiah. You got to guard his commands. You got to guard them. And you will be filled with the set apart spirit because he wills. He wills to do that in our hearts and our lives. Amen. So thankful for tonight. So let's stand. Let's stand and get the worship team to come up here.